MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Four people are dead after a medical transport aircraft crashed Thursday morning in the Capitan Mountain area of Lincoln County. The King Air aircraft departed Roswell and was en route to Sierra Blanca Regional Airport south of Capitan when it went down. Lincoln County Manager Jason Burns confirmed the plane has been located and all four people on board died.
After reports were received regarding the missing aircraft, along with reports of a fire in the Capitan Mountain area, emergency responders and partner agencies responded to the area and worked to access the scene. At this time, Lincoln County can confirm that the aircraft has been located and that there were four souls on board. All four individuals have been confirmed deceased at the scene. The identities of the individuals will not be released until all proper family notifications have been completed.
The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration have been notified. New Mexico State Police is investigating the cause of the crash, which remains unknown. A small fire ignited by the crash remains under 5 acres, and the U.S. Forest Service is working with crews to contain it. Multiple agencies, including Lincoln County Law Enforcement, Ruidoso First Responders, and the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management are on scene.
Our hearts and prayers go out to the families, loved ones, friends, and colleagues of those who lost their lives in this tragic incident. Lincoln County asks the public to respect the privacy of the families during this difficult time and to avoid the area so emergency personnel and investigators can safely continue their work.
And the New Mexico Department of Justice has agreed not to enforce a new state law that bans local governments from contracting with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. House Bill 9 is scheduled to take effect in a week. However, in a stipulation filed in federal court on Wednesday, Attorney General Raul Torres said the state will temporarily pause enforcement, including not terminating Otero County's ICE contract. Otero County renewed its contract with ICE in March, warning that cancellation would cause major financial harm to bonds that funded the Otero County Processing Center. The pause allows the state lawsuit against Otero County to proceed through the courts. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.